Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 18, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Sephora Singapore partners with Atome to provide buy now pay later options. Zilch launches Snooze, allowing customers to delay the payment of installments. Chase to launch the My Chase plan buy now pay later feature. N26 introduces Google Pay in the Netherlands. O-City announces initiative to drive contactless payments across bus services in Kenya. Adyen, a firm partner to provide pay over time option. Square launches omnichannel solution for restaurant orders. COVID-19 accelerates e-commerce growth in Taiwan, says Global Data. Now let's get started. Sephora Singapore partners with Atome to provide buy now pay later options. Sephora Singapore has partnered with buy now pay later service Atome to offer customers payment options across its e-commerce website, mobile app, and brick and mortar stores in Singapore. In Singapore, Sephora has 12 physical outlets, an e-commerce website, and a mobile app, which offer a range of products including makeup, skincare, fragrance, haircare, bath and body, among others. Atome is a Singapore-based technology company. It launched its service in December 2019 and now partners online and offline retailers across verticals including fashion, beauty, homeware, and lifestyle. Atome allows customers to split their purchases into three equal payments over time. Since its inception, the company has expanded to Malaysia, Indonesia, Hong Kong, and Vietnam. Zilch launches Snooze, allowing customers to delay the payment of installments. UK-based fintech startup Zilch has launched Snooze, a feature that allows customers to delay the payment of their installments. Snooze allows consumers to delay the repayment of an installment or payment plan by between 4 and 7 days. Customers are assessed using a combination of open banking and soft credit checks in order to offer the buy now pay later feature in real time. If Zilch is alerted to a negative change in a user's earnings, the platform will suggest the Snooze feature in a bid to maximize their cash flow. Zilch offers its Snooze function for transactions with all MasterCard merchants, including Amazon, eBay, iTunes, Nike, and ASOS. Chase to launch the My Chase plan buy now pay later feature. Chase has announced the launch of My Chase plan, a buy now pay later feature available on eligible Chase consumer credit cards. My Chase plan offers customers the option to pay off a purchase over a period of time. Cardholders will have the ability to choose an eligible, recent purchase and choose a repayment timeframe and a monthly payment amount. Customers will be able to use the new payment option for purchases of US$100 and over. In addition, upon starting a plan, customers are presented with the monthly payment amount, plan fee, and payment duration options, which range from 3 to 18 months. My Chase plan also offers a calculator that will approximate the cost of a plan before the purchase is made. N26 introduces Google Pay in the Netherlands. Mobile bank N26 has released Google Pay within its mobile app in the Netherlands as a new way to pay. Launching the Google Pay feature highlights N26's efforts to provide Dutch customers with convenient consumer banking products and services. Using Google Pay enables Android users to make contactless payments directly from their phones at checkout and keeps their payment information safe in their Google account. For N26 customers to start using the Google Pay service, they will have to activate Google Pay in the N26 app. In order to use Google Pay in a shop, the customer needs to hold the phone near a contactless terminal and the payment will be complete. O-City announces initiative to drive contactless payments across bus services in Kenya. BPC's automated fare collection provider O-City has announced its initiative to drive contactless payments across bus services in Nairobi, Kenya. The O-City pilot, designed to reduce the use of cash in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, was launched in partnership with the transport savings and credit company NicoDigi and the payments firm Traycom to accelerate the deployment of cashless fare collection. According to the press release, matatu buses are used by 70% of Kenya's population, and passengers traditionally pay for the ride in cash. O-City's automated fare collection platform leverages the M-Pesa mobile wallet, which is used by 90% of the population. Passengers enter a code on their phone and a debit is made on their wallet, which is then checked by drivers to grant permission to ride. Adyen, a firm partner to provide pay over time option. Netherlands-based payments company Adyen has announced a partnership with a firm, a US-based fintech, to provide consumers with a way to pay over time on online and in-store purchases. Adyen allows merchants to accept payments online, in-app, and in-store. Adyen's merchants can now add Affirm as a payment option. By offering Affirm at checkout, both online and in-store via QR codes, merchants can give their customers the option to split the cost of their purchase into installments and pay monthly or every other week. Adyen merchants that are offering Affirm allow eligible customers to make purchases and pay for them in monthly installments over a 3, 6, or 12-month period. This offering is currently available to Adyen's eligible e-commerce merchants and will be available for in-store checkout through QR codes by the end of 2020. Square launches omnichannel solution for restaurant orders. Square has announced a kitchen display system software that shows and organizes order tickets no matter where they're placed, whether that's from a restaurant's POS, Square online site, or online ordering platforms like DoorDash and Postmates. Square KDS is especially useful for any restaurant that manages a high volume of orders across multiple channels and wants a replacement for paper tickets. Because every restaurant is different, Square KDS also allows restaurant owners to customize ticket layouts and text sizes based on their kitchen's unique needs and route specific items to different stations, helping to manage kitchen flow in real time. US-based sellers using Square for Restaurants Plus can get started on Square KDS now with a risk-free, 30-day trial. The Square for Restaurants Plus plan starts at $60 per location, per month, with the option to add an unlimited number of KDS devices at no extra charge. COVID-19 accelerates e-commerce growth in Taiwan, says Global Data. Global Data has revealed that the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent social distancing measures undertaken by the government have further accelerated the e-commerce growth in Taiwan. According to the press release, an analysis of Global Data's e-commerce analytics reveals that the country's e-commerce market is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 9.0% from US$35.4 billion in 2020 to US$49.9 billion in 2024. Moreover, the pandemic has benefited several e-commerce companies, with online shopping sites PC Home Online and Momo.com registering revenue increase of 12.5% and 26.7%, respectively, in July 2020, compared to the same month last year. Besides, the use of electronic payments, including cards and alternative payment solutions, will rise as consumers move away from cash due to fear of getting infected. According to Global Data's 2020 Banking and Payments Survey, payment cards are the most preferred payment method for e-commerce purchases in Taiwan, accounting for 53.3% share in 2020. Alternative payment methods such as LINE Pay and Apple Pay are gaining prominence among consumers and collectively account for 20.1% share. Furthermore, Taiwan launched several initiatives to promote e-commerce adoption in the country. One such initiative is the launch of a subsidy program in April 2020 under which retailers are offered subsidies to cover costs including setup, marketing, logistics, and order processing. The government allocated US$3.3 million, and about 1,000 retailers are expected to benefit from the program, receiving US$3,339.58 each. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.